Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again. God bless you. God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth. You listen to Ryan Courtney Wilson. You're already here. Father, we thank you that night. Oh, God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Lord, we ask you the best for listeners and those that are coming in and those that desire to come in. Amen. Lord, you know what we need? Through your Holy Spirit, bind Satan's hand, bind his work, bind his weapons. Oh, God, bind everything lacking this. You know what he's all about. And we give you the praise and the glory. In Jesus Christ we pray. God is already here. He's already here. I'm going to be praying. You're watching around that he's already here. God is already here. And we thank God for all of you, your support. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. And the subject is cohabitation, meaning shacking up. Amen. Living together. Amen. For some all kind of reasons. Amen. We in the last days, and amen, people have these different voices telling them what to do and how to do. Amen. But God is already here. He knows all about us. He knows what the problems lie, and he knows what the situation is. So we thank God for you. Amen. If those of you just coming in the first time, how we work, we always, amen, you toll-free number is 855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. And when you push one on the phone, amen, our technician will put you in. Amen. And God will, you can just, don't give your name. Don't give your name. We're not here to embarrass anyone. We're here like Proverbs. Amen, saying that iron sharpening iron. We'd encourage you, amen, to live for God. Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpening iron. Amen. Also, in 24:6, the multitude of counselors, there's safety. And we have all the time, we always have testimonies of men and women, sometimes of their bondage that they've been in. Amen. Certain things that they know. Amen. But God love you. Nevertheless, you can pick up yourself. Cause Proverbs, amen, 24:16 said, for a just man falleth down 7 times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. Amen. A just man. That means there's a lot happening out there, and you think, and the enemy tell you, oh, you can't make it. Amen. But God said you can make it. Amen. That's not saying we're going to, our feelings are going to be hurt sometime. And that's what the enemy appealed to sometime. Oh, your feelings and this, that, and the other. But God knows. He is in you. Amen. He that is in you. And sometimes we overlook that problem. He said, I'll be with you always. He amplified the fact, amen, John told the church, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. All right, we're talking about cohabitation. Cohabitation, living together, amen, marrying, with sexual activities, amen. You lose your benefits. That's the first institution in the beginning. God created man and woman in the book of Genesis. Amen. And he called them woman. And he called the woman. And he said, wife. You don't find it everywhere you travel in the world. And when you see two women together, that's not marriage. When you see two men together, and not in God's eyesight, that's not marriage. And when somebody calls someone a wife, it should be a woman. According to the biblical scriptures, amen, Christianity, amen, those that believe in the coming again of Christ, amen, we believe in the Bible, and you hear me stress so many times on this program, be careful what Bibles you read. Be careful what faith that you involve in. Once you get into the biblical teaching of Jesus Christ, amen, go to John 3:16, then go to Book of Revelation and compare that with other Bibles. Amen. I always stress the King James Bible, amen, the New International Bible, the Amplified Bible, and the American Standard Bible. Amen. Because the English, they try to work together. Amen. But listen, these are dangerous times. For Jesus said, the days of Noah and Lot, so shall it be. And you know, in Lot's time, the book of Genesis, there was a lot of cohabitation. There was a lot, amen, men with men, women with women. But we're not here to fight that. No, no, no. This is a different program. If you here want to fight all that, you might as well click off and thank God and call someone else. Tell them you want to hear the doctrine of truth, the truth. Amen. Jesus said you should know the truth. And the truth will set you free, not men and women. In the book of Genesis 1, amen, the second chapter, amen, you find at the end of that chapter, the 24th verse, where God said it's not good that man should be alone. And you find it, Genesis 2 and 24, say, therefore man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And they both were naked, the man and his wife, nobody's wife, but his wife, and were not ashamed. Paul said, get your own wife. This might be a little strong for you today, maybe be able to today and this afternoon, wherever you might be found, amen. But we're just going to give you some biblical scriptures, and let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's reach above. let's reach above these things that you hear here and there. Amen. And as Christianity, we want to go back with Jesus. That's the whole thing. You're clean through the word. In other words, what you hear. And you know, say, well, words does hurt me. But words can clean you. Words can pluck out the hurt that you have in you that was given to you by words. God, in the beginning was the word. That means communication. God, in the beginning, God communicated with his people. God communicated with his people, and he's still communicating with his people through biblical churches that believe, amen, in sound doctrine and the word of God. Amen. So the definition of cohabitation, if you want to break it down, amen, is living together with sexual activities, amen, without marriage. You know, marriage is a bond, amen. Sex bring bond to the family and the ones. That's a part of the ceremony. That's a part, amen, through biblical times. And Paul has said in the book of Corinthians, amen, we're going to have many scriptures. But when this is such a strong subject, as always, we want to have enough time, amen, to go through. But I always like to base scripture, amen, on what we're talking about. Because it's not about me, amen. It's about what God has said. And sometimes you want to lose people because of what they have heard and learned prior to the beginning of their life. And you have a strong disagreement sometimes, but let's do it in love. Let's do it in love. We're not calling no names. We're not, amen, picking up things and throwing it at the laptop or whatever. No. We are here, amen, in a deep concentration of what God has said. All right, now, Paul has said that, amen, get your own wife. Get your own wife. But we want to, we can't read that. 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, amen. And Paul was saying, not concerning the things of which you wrote to me. It is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband, and let the husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another except for consent for a time, that you may give yourself to fasting and prayer and come together again, so that Satan does not tempt you because you lack of self-control. Amen. But I say this concerning concession and not as a commandment. For I wish that all men were even as I myself, but each one has his own gift from God, and no one in this matter and the other than that. Amen. Now Paul has said, notice that, okay, the 8th verse, but I say unto the unmarried and to the widows, it is good for them if they can remain even as I, but if they cannot exercise self-control, let them marry. Now, I don't see no time limit in that. But it's better to marry than to burn with passion. Let's go to Hebrews, the 13th chapter, and then we're going to open it up for conversation. We're going to go in the studio. Notice what Paul was saying. Let a man have his own. Let him have his own wife. Amen. Let her have her own husband. Amen. God wants you to have your own. Amen. Now, in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, and this was one of the arguments that, not an argument, but we observe many pastors go through this in his church. Amen. He have to deal with this situation. Amen. Today is more prevalent than others, but pastors have. We have gotten into a big, I was in a meeting, pastor's meeting. Amen. We come together, so well, you know, X, Y, Z, and amen, and W-O-W-O-W, and all of that. The mothers say that, you know, they all over each other, but one is not saved. One is not saved, and I keep preaching to my daughter, my son, that what can we do? What can we do? And with the discussion, and we search the scriptures. That's what you have to do. Amen. If you're living for God, first you search the scriptures. Amen. Then you go to prayer and meditation and let the Spirit of God speak to your mind and soul. Those that have leadership over people, amen. We can't turn our back over things that happen in men going with men, women go with men. And the only thing you can speak out and give God's word with a blessing and consent that, you know, I did the best I can do. I can't make anybody, but I can just tell them the truth. Amen. So with pastors, we got together and prayed and talked, and we came up with Hebrews, the 13th chapter. Amen. In the first verse, see, let brother love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Remember the prisoners, and if chain with them those who are mistreated, since you yourself are in the body also. Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators, and adulterers God will judge. Now, this, it's a lot going on in there, I believe, and what Paul said. I know sometimes men and women tell me, oh, that's out of content, Bishop, that's out of content. But listen, Paul, I always believe what Paul says, 2 Timothy 3:16, say, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for teaching, correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped, and equipped with good works. Now, if you have a Bible where you run references, you know, they give you a scripture and another book and another book, and you will come in among this talking about merit. And this fit also cohabitation. But it also give you an insight of the times that is going on now, the things that are happening now. Amen. Houses tearing down and floods, earthquakes, and you can see now the walls going over in these in different countries, and the bombs are destroying. Amen. And you can have men and women living together, but they don't have to be involved in sexual activities. They don't have to be involved in sexual activities. People can live together. But when you get into sexual activities, amen, now you're crossing God's line of fornicators and adulterers. Amen. So let it be clear. We're talking about those that don't want to get married, but they want to live together and as the same benefits, have the same benefits that the married people have. Break it down simple. You know, we do here in Blog Talk, we break it down simple. We don't go into deep theology no more than, you know, we can break it down simple. Amen. Because we want to get understanding. So we might have some young people. Amen. If a man can control himself and she can control herself, they're not even thinking about marriage. But if it comes to a situation where they might have to stay, you know, flood home, staying with grandma and grandpa, amen, stay with mom and daddy, amen, put them in a different room. They don't be in the same room, amen. But you know, according to your faith, amen, there are situations, amen, that comes up, and the Holy Spirit will guide you and lead you. And this is why it's so important when we pray, we ask the Holy Spirit to come in. Pastors pray, and they ask the Holy Spirit to come in people's lives, because he was the one that works on the people's conscience. He's the one that works on your mind. Amen. Let you know that's not good, not according to the word. That's not good, not according to the word. And there are so many things that are happening. But we want to give you what the Bible says. Give you what the Bible says. Amen. We want to come together and encourage one another, help one another. Maybe you never have heard this. Maybe you never have heard this. There's so much going on in different faith now. Amen. Two or three people living together with one man, and they're having sexual activities. Some faith says it's okay. Amen. But they're not Christians. Amen. They don't follow Christianity. Amen. Jesus have those that call themselves Christian, Christ-like. They follow his teaching. And sometimes when you follow Christian teaching, follow what Jesus said, amen, like God told Joshua, be strong. Be strong. Be of good courage. Amen. It takes sometimes you have to ask God. That's when fasting come in. God, help me to break this yoke. Amen. This habit that's over me. Amen. He will. He will, because the heart of a man and a woman is like a seed that you know, those of you, amen, then we get ready to go to the studio. Those of you that are farmer or like to plant, you know, once you put the seed in the ground and water it, it comes up. Amen. That soil is good, and nutrients come out of that soil. It'll feed that plant. And whatever you put in that plant, now it's going to come up. You can't say, well, I thought that was a banana, and you see an apple tree out there. That's all that was put in the ground. That was put in the ground. You put apple seeds out there. Oh, no, it was a banana. No, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry, sir. You're looking at what you planted. Amen. And what we have to do, take God's word, because by the word we're clean. Because God, through his Holy Spirit, amen, Hebrews 4:12 say, the word of God is sharp, cuts between the marrow and the bone. You know, those who like to eat chicken bones, amen, it's the marrow in there. It cuts between the marrow and the bone, amen. If any spirit is in there, amen, it'll come out. So your body consists of body, soul, and spirit, amen. We are threefold. We are threefold, amen. Your body, amen, like a car, amen. You get into the car, your spirit, amen, under the hood, soul and spirit. So you're three-part. You're three-part. And that's what the problem is, to get to know who you are. Amen. You say God sitting on the inside with you. Jesus said, I'll be with you all the way. Amen. He's sitting in that car. He's sitting in there. He's sitting in there. So when you start getting involved, amen. Paul said, as a man sin, amen, he sinned against his own body. Amen. Whatever you get involved in, amen, it sticks to you. Every other sin doesn't bother you. Amen. Amen. But when you start getting involved, amen, in sexuality, you'll find that, amen, it's become a part of your life because, amen, you sin it. Amen. Not only that, but it's a part of your spirit. Amen. Now we're going to open up the Bible. I know many of you have Bible verses and comments and things you have heard. Amen. Like we say before, please don't use nobody's name. Now, we're not here for that. Amen. But if you don't have scripture, that's still fine. We're just not trying to, I can't give you no certificate. Amen. No trophies or anything. Amen. Don't write me and ask me, you want three credits. I can't do that. Amen. But what's going to help you and help you pass these times in your life that you understand? You understand. And that's strength. That's money. Amen. Amen. We get ready to go to the phone lines now. Amen. Those of you in for the first time, appreciate you. God bless you. Glad to have you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Dr. The Truth is on the air. Amen. But after you have finished this program, you can become obligated, amen, by God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that you must spread the news. Amen. You can spread the information. Maybe you might know someone now and say, well, I want to get married, but I'm going to wait and make 2 years, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years when we raise up money. But you know, explain to them what cohabitation is. Ecclesiastes 7:11-12. Wisdom is good with an inheritance and profitable to those who see the sun. For wisdom is a defense. You're trying to defend yourself. You want to defend yourself. Wisdom is a defense as money is a defense. Amen. People know if I had enough money, I'd protect myself. I can do this. But do they understand? Amen. Money can defend you, and what you know can defend you and help you. But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom give life to those that have it. That's Ecclesiastes 7:11-12. All right, we're going to the phone lines. All you have to do is press one on your phone. We'll put you in. Amen. I always give out your area code and your last four digits. Your area code and your last four digits. We thank God for you and you. Amen. And we're here to help you. And that's why we're here. We're not here, amen, to fight against this and fight against that. Amen. If you don't understand, amen, it'll come to you. But what first, you have to understand. You might be not the users now. Some people have heard things, one of them is in family, their cousin, their relative, the neighbor next door. Amen. Pray for me. Pray for me. Amen. I got a situation. I need you to pray. And you be able to explain it to them why. Amen. Explain it to them why. All right. You can press one on your phone. Amen. And we'll put you in. And we just give off your area code then your last four digits, your area code, and your last four digits. We're talking about, let's break it down, shack it up. Amen. Marrying some people you might know, so well, why it took you so long? You know, why, what was going on? And you get, maybe you get a good explanation. Good explanation. Maybe they don't know. No matter, sometimes people haven't been told, amen, what's right and wrong from, according to God's word. You have to listen to God's word. We live by the word of God. Amen. And we search out what God says. Then once we get what God says, then we are, amen. If we don't understand it, we seek around. Amen. And talk to people that we know of the same yoke, of the same, that have been through it. Amen. And living right for God. Living right for God. It might not be popular. We know popular things that are happening today. Amen. And this is known. This is known. Amen. Every church. Amen. Every family, every home. Amen. It's going through shacking up. Amen. Shacking up. We get, there ain't nothing wrong with it. No. Not according to God's word. Amen. This, you sit, you know, why cohabitation is such a dangerous thing? Because they got sexual activities is involved. Nothing wrong with people staying together now. Let's clear that up. Nothing wrong with people staying together. But when you start involving sexual activities and a man and a woman, amen, get involved and say, well, why should I get married? Because we got the same thing. But man, they're doing the same thing. But the benefit, unless you go to the law and attorney and make out a will and a lot of things like that, amen, the benefits you have all over the world, go everywhere, different languages, whatever. And you hear me say, well, this is, who is that? Oh, that's my wife. Oh, that's my husband, you know. Then automatically, you know, okay. Some say, well, some like different religions, because, oh, you can have five husbands. Oh, and they always get this argument. Well, you know, Abraham had so many concubines. Solomon had so many, in other words, they had so many girlfriends as well. Jesus brought a new day. A new day. You know why? Because the enemy, the devil, sets up things. Jesus brought a way. It's easy. It's easy. Amen. All right, push one on your phone. We're in the studio now. Those that have comments and they want to add to the broadcast so far, well, you might want to have a song, or you might have scriptures or a poem. Or you might want to ask a question to the panel. Amen. Remember the board said, the Bible said, a multitude of counselors, Proverbs. Amen. There's strength. When you hear two or three different testimonies, amen, how God got you out, how God delivered you, amen, it helps your mind, helps your understanding, amen. God will deliver you. God will. In the Bible there's one, amen, on John, amen, the book of John, there's cohabitation, amen, John 4:18. Maybe you very familiar. Very familiar. These Pharisees, amen. And this is Jesus at the Samaritan. He met the woman at the well. Oh yeah, the Bible have examples. Amen. Help us live. Amen. Jesus met the woman at the well. In the book of John, the 4th chapter. Amen. And the 18th verse, beginning at the 17, Jesus 16, Jesus said to her, go call your husband and come here. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said to her, you have well said, I have no husband. For you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband, and that you spoke truly. And the woman said to him, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Amen. She had five, but it wasn't her own husband. But no, she would say, Where's your husband? And she was trying to tell Jesus where he should be preaching at, what he should be in some kind of church. God's got people. God is everywhere. You should serve the God that's everywhere. Amen. He's all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful. Amen. All power is in his hand. He's Alpha and Omega. Amen. He can tell you where there's a sale, and he can tell you where not to go. Amen. And Jesus walked up on this lady in Samaria. Nobody want to go to Samaria because Samaria, they had deemed them as, they call them like dogs. They worship everything. And then they tried to worship God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So they worship on Sunday, whether on the Sabbath, you know, during that time. It was the Sabbath. Christ didn't die yet. Amen. He rose from the dead. But anyway, they was on the Sabbath. They go in, pay their tithes. I can say that 100 times. Pay their tithes because they were Jews. Amen. Jesus was a Jew. He paid his tithes. Amen. And she was just out there. And Jesus was trying to help her when he said that. But she knew, you're supposed to be in a church. You shouldn't be telling me this out here in the street. No, them false prophets want to tell you that your business, if they know it, but they just make up things here and there, but they never would tell you. She's like, Jesus, a true prophet. Now, our prophetess, they'll tell you the truth. Jesus said, and the lady said, oh, I perceive you're a prophet. But she know the true prophets now, they'll tell you about your mishap with God, how you missed it. They won't call you out in public, hey, come back here. You sleeping with somebody, child. You gonna die and go to hell. No, they don't. God don't want you to go with that lady. Amen. God don't want you to go with that man. You need to get your own husband. Amen. Don't live with him. I don't care what he says, what she says, because that against your faith. Amen. God is trying to help you. Cohabitation, press 1 on your phone. We're in the studio now, and we'd like to hear your comments on this subject. Amen. It's kind of deep. Amen. But we're pressing on. We're at 561 area code. The last 4 digits is 3518. 3518. God bless you. Welcome.
Ooh, good evening, Bishop. This is, yeah, what you said is deep. It's real deep. Oh, my goodness. This reminds me, though, verse 9, 1 Corinthians 7, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
People have used that, I'd rather marry than burn. Just like you say, because people say, oh, you shagging, and you having sex, you're going to hell. So you get married, so you think you're not going to go to hell, but then you're in a marriage that is only built on sex. So we know so many people that have been married numerous of times, some 7, 8 times, because every time they were raised in the church, they called themselves living for God. But that's the only reason they get married, is to have sex, like they say, ordained by God. But it's still not. Just because you're saying that doesn't make it true. If you are living for God, you're growing in the Word. You say the Word is communication. The Word has always been there. So if you're growing in the Word and you're growing in God, you will get married in and through God and stay married through God. The foundation of Jesus, the solid rock, will maintain your marriage with or without sex. But if you only want to get married to have sex, it's still not honored. Whether you believe it or not, it's right there in the scripture. And I hope people start to wrap their mind around it and ask God to help them, like you said, because whatever you ask God to help you do and go through, he will, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Bishop. Have a good night.
All right. All right. God bless you, woman of God. Good to have the comments. Amen. Because when you're desperate, people have these vows today. They jump out of airplanes on the ship or the boat. But they don't want to say death do us part, to, you know, rich or poor. They don't want that a part of their vows. Amen. They want to have every little comment. They can make up poems and dreams. Because when tough time come, amen, they'll jump ship. They'll jump ship. Very good. Thank you very much. You don't marry for sexual activity. Amen. That's why many cohabitating. I guess, I don't know what you see about it. What you say about it? What you think about it? You can press 1 on your phone, amen, and give your comments. Amen. You can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Hebrews 13, the Bible says, all marriage is honorable. Amen. All marriage is honorable. Amen. If unequal yoke or yoke in men's eyesight is honorable. In God's eyesight, he's just saying what's best. Don't have no unequal yoke because you're going to have problems. You're going to have problems. But if you marry it, amen, if you marry unsaved or whatever, you know, and they're willing to stay, amen, they love each other. Nevertheless, praise God, praise God. But remember, amen, it's honorable. Well, he's not saved. I'm going to wait till he gets saved. That's why we're together. I don't know. Let's tell me. Tell us. Amen. Tell us. Amen. All right, we're at 561. Last four digits is 5981. God bless you.
Yes.
Yeah.
God bless you, Richard. Good evening. Good afternoon, Richard. I want to thank God again for you and the radio land. And I was putting together a message just before I took ill. And my text was my next message. I don't know where I was going to be to that, but I was on ministry, and the text was, this world is going wild. This world is going wild. And you're talking on the subject now about marriage. You know, I heard the young lady just said, better to marry than to burn. We didn't make the law, the rule. God did. So, and then a lot of people think God was speaking of fire burn, which he could have. But I truly believe when you said you're better to marry than to burn, and I heard you say this earlier, you can be around somebody and the heat, it gets so hot, you might want to call the fire department. You might have to call the fire department to put that fire out. So, and like I said, I get some out of every lesson I get some out of. And you can take me back. I'm not going to talk a whole lot. Even to take me back to the city of Solomon, Gomorrah, you know. People just going wild nowadays. And they marry for different reasons. And I just heard the young lady say it again. Some marry, ain't too many of them, marry for love nowadays. Some of them marry for security. You know? Some of them marry for just because you had a baby. And like she said, some America, just because the church told you to get married. But what I'm saying in the whole thing, let's honor and obey God's word. Because God coming back to judge us for the time we've been born until the time we die, we're going to be judged all in between. The time when you accept it, you know, and the time when you deceive. So let us continue keep praying for our world, for the nation, and let's pray for souls this upcoming year. God bless you.
God bless you, man of God. Amen. We're always glad to hear you. Amen. And people don't know. I can take the privilege because we know him. He's in the bed, and everybody on his ward has died except him. God worked the miracle. I always call him Lazarus too. Amen. God bless you, man of God. He's still calling, preaching for Jesus. Amen. Let's press one on your phone. We're glad we have another testimony. Amen. To encourage you. If God is inside of you, amen, you can be like the last preacher. Amen. He's in there. He's in you. Amen. You don't want to release him, but you should be able to say, well, you know, I don't want to do anything. Amen. To lose my privilege with God. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, the enemy, like we discussed, and the enemy throw many traps and many pit holes and, amen, temptation at you. Amen. And Proverbs says that, amen, a just man, a woman, amen, can get tricked up sometime, amen, and fall down, amen. You got to sell your motorcycle and your bicycle and everything, but God will bring you back up. God will bring you back up. Proverbs 24:16, the just man fall down seven times. Now, you're not willingly now. Hold on. Hold the train. You're not running out there, oh, I fall down and God going to take. No. If you fall down, something happened, amen, you run into a pit, amen. There's many out there planning, and the devil planning because he want to take your benefits. He want to take your protection, amen. That's why what is happening with this subject, there are many people I've found over the years across different countries, amen, in prison, spiritual prison. Because some bad teachings, some false prophets are put out there. Amen. The lady at the well, Jesus know about it. Jesus know about it. Amen. And the Pharisees, somebody, they caught the man, and amen, and brought the lady to him. We caught the lady. Amen. And what did Jesus say to them, the hypocrites? Amen. If anyone have sin against them, if any of y'all don't have no sin, amen. Pick up the fruit. They would have had their rocks ready, bowl. Amen. Give me the throw. Jesus said, now, the one that don't have sin, amen, catch the first stone. All right, we're at 754. Last four digits is 7506. 7506. God bless you. Go right ahead.
God bless you. I just have one comment that came to me. Even, I know the subject is tonight, but it came to me, fall in peace with all men. Fall in peace. Learn how to follow peace with all men. That's all I have to say.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. That's pretty strong. Now you gonna do? Don't hit him over the head. You got to follow peace with all men. Amen. All right.
Amen.
All right. God bless you. We'll take all comments.
God bless you.
Amen. Somebody needs to know that. Somebody needs to know that. Follow peace with all men. Amen. Amen. All right, press one on your phone. Amen. This is your time now. It's your time, amen, to make your comments and, amen, your discussions. Amen. If God give you a word or something to say, amen, don't hold it back. And you're going to say, oh, I wish I had said that on the program. But if God give you something to say, amen, because all these different zip codes and area codes, 561-754-2929. Amen. 850-718. Amen. All these different area codes, 954-305. Amen. You can be a help to somebody. Amen. Amen. This is how we help others. You can help others. If God gave you something, you are here for a purpose. Amen. It's for you. Amen. It's for you to give that word, give your comment, or either give your testimony. Amen. While we still have time. Amen. You can press 1 and call 855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. 8816. Cohabitation. Cohabitation. It only is cohabitation when your sexual activity, amen, is going on, amen, instead of marriage. Amen. Like I said, being, amen, burning in your flesh, that desire is so strong, amen, that, you know, that's what you call burning in your flesh because you want to have sexual activities. Amen. And don't tempt yourself. Don't get involved in things that you should not get involved in. Amen. When you know, amen, that God love you. Amen. Are we at 561? Amen. 6193.
561-6193.
All right.
Good afternoon, Bishop and congregation. How's everyone doing? I hope you're well. I'm talking on, you got to be, and ma'am, what you're saying is good. Because I know, I stayed out there, wasn't in the street, I was in the church. So, and I stayed single, a single man, for 34 years. And one night, a lady came to my church to sing. As I'm a promoter and everything myself, but I didn't see her. God had my sister there to see her. And now I know that God sent me my wife because 34 years a man staying single and being obligated to nothing but his grandmother and his mother and children. I think that's a long time. So I know God had to send me my wife. We've been together now for 15 years. We have as a lamb. That's because I waited on God. I didn't do it myself. I wouldn't let nobody else do it for me. But God had my sister there at that church that night, which is why she wasn't going to church that much. But she finally started going. And that was a help to my life. And I know it had to be Jesus. It couldn't have been Satan because he wouldn't have sent me nothing. Because all he do is steal, kill, and destroy. And God knows I've been very prominent for that. Thank you so much. God bless everyone. Hope you have a good night. Thank you, Bishop.
God bless you, man of God. It's a great promoter. Amen. We would probably be announcing some of his concerts from time to time. Amen. That's a wonderful testimony. Amen. With God's help, you can do it. With God's help, you can do it. Amen. Don't let nobody tell you. God, we're talking about a God that's alive now. We have to make that point clear, though. We're talking about the God that created the heavens and the earth, the stars, the moon, you and me, the animals and the trees and the fish. Amen. And the chickens and, the, you know, everything. You be collard greens. We're talking about that God. Now, these other little gods. We're not involved in that. We're not involved in that. Amen. Because the God that we serve, he stands high. He's on a circle. Isaiah, he stayed in the circle. That means there's no breaking of his power. And he sent his son. And his son brought us life. And we are part of the family. And that's the issue. We're trying to keep that relationship. And the enemy is trying to do all he can, like he did in the Garden of Eden. He can't run up and knock you in the head like some people, oh, the devil. No. You in the garden with God. You in with God. Amen. He put a hedge around you. He'll huff and puff and try to draw you out. Amen. So we be trying to say you stay in the hedge tonight. Today, stay in the hedge. Amen. Stay in the hedge with God put around you. All right, you can press one on your phone. Brother, maybe we have about another 5 minutes here, 5 or 6 minutes, because we want to go in prayer for all those, amen, being tempted and tried. All of us going to be tempted and tried. Everybody going to be tempted and tried. I don't care what you walking in, what you riding in, or where you live. Paul said in the book of Romans, the 7th chapter, read that, Romans 7th chapter. He said, I desire to do good, but evil is present. And he said, I found there's a war on the inside of me. Oh, wretched man with me. Amen. But you can understand yourself then, that you know the enemy trying to tempt you, amen, and draw you out. Amen. Press one on your phone. God bless you tonight. We thank God for you, all of you, for having been here. We still got time. Still got time. Amen. Let's push one on the phone. Amen. I think we had 561. Amen. 1413. 561-1413. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. God bless you, Bishop. God bless everyone. It's in Blog Talk Land. I just like to say, so much is around us today, just like it has been in times before. But I realize and I come to a better understanding that peace of mind is hard to keep and it's hard to find. But once we're in Jesus, we can maintain the spiritual thing. And in the natural, we can do some things. But I just like to say we have to hold on to our peace with spirituality and positivity like never before, because a broken spirit, or should I say, well, I'll say it like that, a broken spirit is hard. We got to revive in that word, because it's hard to revive yourself when you let your spirit get broken by things that the enemy sent through people and influential things of this world. So we got to have our peace by any means necessary. In other words, we got to stay in that word, fortified and communing together. We ain't got to always come together physically because of the circumstances of this plague, but we can come together on the phone, on the radio. We can just see each other, talk to each other. But mainly, we build each other up like iron, like the Bible says, sharpens iron, and continue in love. That's the main thing, the fruits of the Spirit. Amen, and being obedient to God's word and loving and caring for one another. Amen.
All right. God bless you, man of God. Amen. God bless you. God, it's good to hear you. Amen. All times. Amen. Sometime a word. Amen. It's more, the Proverbs say, a word is more precious than silver and gold. Amen. Silver and gold. Amen. Get wisdom with all I getting. Get an understanding. Get an understanding. Amen. All right. All right. We're going to get ready now. Give me one more comment, then we're going to go in prayer. We're going to go in prayer. Amen. You see things happening, those that fight against the Bible. See about this war that's happening. Amen. Gog and Magog. See this war that's happening. The Bible talk about, amen, these plagues. Amen. It's in the world. Amen. It looks like people don't want to recognize they need Jesus. They need God. That lets you know when a person's hearts get hard. Amen. They harden their heart. Amen. It's hard when you got no conscience. You got no conscience. Amen. This was happening. Amen. We want to try to catch people before they go into this thing, living together. They can live together. Amen. But when you talk about we're going to live together, and we're going to do everything married people do. Amen. If something happened legally or something happened, one fall dead, don't have no benefits from the state, government, state they in, unless they make a will out and they make some kind of very concentrated contract or whatever. But it's best to be married. It's best to be married. All marriage is honorable. All marriage is honorable. And pastors have to wrestle with that. We wrestle with that. Amen. The young people, older people too, older people too. Because that doctrine, these false prophets putting out, these false teachers are putting it out, saying it's all right. It's all right. No, it's not all right. It's not all right. It's all right if you don't want to go to heaven. It's all right if you don't want to live forever. But if you want to live forever, that's why Jesus left here. Say, I'm going to prepare a better place for you, St. John 14. Why he said that? He could just be right here. No, Jesus said, I'm going to build a better place. Amen. Amen. All right, let's go into prayer. Let's go into prayer. Anyone want to lead us in prayer? Amen. Let's push one on your phone. Amen. Just want to lead us in prayer. Amen. Prayer and talking to God for each other. Amen. In a power of agreement, Matthew 18, chapter 18 and 19 verse, where two or three come together. Amen. And agree. Amen. Whatever is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. Whatever is loosened in heaven is loosened on the earth. Now, watch what he's saying now. He going to heaven. Amen. Just like you got to go get the authority and let God help us and loose it down. Don't try to loose it yourself. Leave it alone. Say, Lord, help us. Help me for my children. Help me for my brother. Lord, help me for my sister. Amen. Let God send some help down here. Amen. So that's why what is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. Whatever is loosened in heaven is loosened on the earth. All right? All right. We at 850-2327. 850-2327. Have prayer. God bless you, 850-2327. Amen. All right, we're going to go to, amen, we're going to go to 561, I think, 1413. 561-1413. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Right ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now, humble, asking that you clear our minds of anything this world has sprinkled, blown, sown in the air to contaminate us. Lord, we declare a right spirit, a sober mind. We declare being blood bought right now. Lord, touch the families, the children over there in the Ukraine. Lord, the African Ukrainians and the Ukrainians, Lord, just touch them all. Lord, let them understand that you love them and call them to repentance as they flee for their lives and safety. And over here, Lord, and all around the world, help us, Lord. Help our children. Help our families, Lord. Help us to bunker down and to ask for forgiveness, those that are not saved and desire to be saved, Lord. And us that are saved, Lord, help us to access you more like never before and put on the whole armor of God so we can stand and fight and resist in Jesus' name. Keep us, Lord, and we believe in you for a full healing in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for favor. And right now, Lord, we thank you for stability and self-control and discipline in the financial realm. Amen.
God bless you. Thank God, all of you. We love you. Without you, we couldn't make it. Amen. Amen. We pray for one another, encourage one another. Amen. Don't put each one of us down. Just remember, God is, amen. Brian Courtney Wilson says that God is already here. He's always around you. He's in you. Amen. He want to help you. Until next time, Bishop Poole, Log Talk Radio.